Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus.
To Prayer, Prophecy, and Preaching with Dr. Samuel Reen and Apostle Faithman, DJ Agbredo. We're so happy to have you with us on today. Yet another week has gone by, and we're so glad to be here. And this program is brought to you by Dr. Samuel Reen Radio and Huldah House Ministries, as well as Truth and Power Radio from Nigeria. My partner, Apostle Faithman, will be joining me shortly, but we're just so glad to have you on today. And for those of you who may be tuning in and listening, if you don't know Jesus Christ, the pardon of your sins, just four simple steps to salvation. I call it the four A's. First of all, just acknowledge that you've been a sinner. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then agree with John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then you know what? Ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins, and then just accept them into your life. Just make the confession and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all of my sins, and I accept you in my life today. So the four simple steps to salvation, we always like to share that every week. We never want to assume that everyone that tunes in has been born again. So we thank you for listening, and God has given us the privilege just to communicate with him, just to be in his presence. The word tells us that we can boldly approach the throne of grace with confidence and that his ear is inclined to us. So I just want to encourage you on today that in his presence is fullness of joy, but you have to seek to get in his presence. I've been dealing with the fruit of the Spirit the entire month. So it's joy, joy, love, joy, peace. And just thinking of joy, we should count it all joy when even when we have difficulties and temptations, because he will prove to us, he will demonstrate to us, and he'll give us an answer. He'll show that he can provide for us, and we just thank God for that. Then we thank him for the peace that even passes all understanding. So I want you to be encouraged on this morning. God is a faithful God. He is a good God. He is a God that is concerned about every one of your needs. So after this very short selection by Grace, I faith, Miss, we will boldly approach the throne of grace.
Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning, new mercies I see. All that I need is thy hand has provided. Great. Oh, Lord.
And God is a faithful God to us. This is a new day, a new morning, new mercies that we're seeing. So let's boldly approach the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and thank you on today, this day, hallelujah, this day that we have never seen before. God, you are mighty, you're great. There's no other God like you in all the heaven and the earth. Your word tells us that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus concerning us. So, Lord, we just thank you for today, God. We thank you for life, God. We just thank you that we're able to get up and to function and do some of the things that we do. Lord, and for those that are listening, those that are listening in that may be suffering with different kinds of afflictions or diseases, God, your word tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver them out of them all. You deliver us. You deliver us out of them all. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing too hard for you. So, God, we thank you. Then as far as the east is from the west, God, you removed our transgressions from us. God, you sent your word and healed us. So, God, we thank you for the power of the word of God. We thank you for the power that you speak, God. God, when you speak, things happen, God, and we thank you for the word. We thank you for the word. So, God, even I pray on this morning, God, send the word for some of those who are listening. Send the word to the past to heal some of those issues from the past. Send the word to the present. Send your word and direction and wisdom to the present, God, to give people instruction and direction. And God, yes, hallelujah, even send the word to the future. God, as we stay in this pathway of seeking, God, we want to get to know you. We want to get to know you. But God, we want to meet you where you are as you're waiting for us with blessings and instructions. So God, on this morning, we say yes, Lord. Lord, we're saying yes, Lord, to your will and yes, Lord, to your way. So God, we thank you. We thank you on today. We thank you, God. We bless your name and we give you the glory and we give you the honor. There's no other God like you, no other heaven and all of the earth. God, we just give you all the glory. Hallelujah. We give you the glory and we give you your honor. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Good morning. I see that you're on the line. Did you have a prayer request this morning? This is Dr. Faye Maureen.
Yes, I do. Oh, I'm praying for a job.
Okay, and what is your name, sir?
Anthony.
Okay, Anthony. So I'm going to put you back on mute, but I'm certainly going to lift you up and pray for you for employment, okay?
Okay.
And thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for our brother Anthony on this morning. We thank you for him calling in. God, you know his need. Lord, he needs employment. He needs a job. He's seeking you. You are God that provides all of our needs. So, God, go here, Shkalababa. Go to a situation right now, God. Open his eyes and ears that he may see, hear, see, and know, to hear, see, and know, God, where he should go. Lord, even help him to make a connection on this week, God, that will open a door for him to get employment. Lord, he's been seeking you for a while. Lord, he has questions before you. So, God, even provide the answers for him more this morning, God. Provide those answers for my brother, Anthony. Lift his spirit. Encourage him. Encourage him. Encourage him that he won't give up. Lord, we lose just his spirit of hope against hope. Lord, increase his faith even on today. Bless his family. Bless his family. Heal those that are sick, even in his family right now. God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for direction and wisdom you're going to give to my brother, God. We thank you for opening doors for him. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyone else who wants to call him will certainly pray with you on this morning. But God is a God of blessing. He's a God of healing. And I'm believing with my brother Anthony, and we touched and agree with him, and we're believing for him that God will help him find employment. We thank God for the life that he has lived. We thank God that he has shown faith and demonstrated his faith on this morning. So we thank God for what he's going to do for him. But continue to be encouraged as you listen in. Continue to be encouraged on this morning. He is a God that's a God of faithfulness to us. Brother Anthony, I know you're still listening, Brother Anthony, so I want you to be encouraged. I want you to stay encouraged, Brother Anthony, and keep seeking God, Brother Anthony, this entire week. Seek him, seek him. The Lord will open the door for you in Jesus' name. Good morning, Apostle Faithman Agbedo. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Dr. Fay. How you doing?
Good. I just had a young man on the line. He was looking for employment, Brother Anthony, so we prayed for him. But just so good to have you with us on this morning. I know we've both been so busy, but it's a good busy. We've been working and building the kingdom. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. I was just sharing with the listeners how the Lord has given us joy, and we have the fullness of joy in his presence, but we must seek to get in the presence of God. Amen? Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yes, we got to seek to get in God's presence, and he'll give us the peace that passes all understanding, right?
Yeah. God is faithful, Dr. Faye, and I want to welcome everyone listening this morning. Your life will remain the same. The beauty of listening to God's word is so huge and so great that we can compare what happens when we listen to the word of God. God's word has all the answers to the questions you could ever ask. Or the answers to the issues that anyone is going through, the word of God is the answer. Our ability to recognize the potential of God's word and allow it to influence our way of thinking is the key to greater possibilities. If I'm going to see greater possibilities, I need to understand the integrity of God's word. And that is what I'll be sharing this morning, on the integrity of God's word. The word of God cannot fail. God's word do not fail.
It
will always outlast the pressure. God's word will always outlast the pressure. No matter what the situation is, if I have a revelation of God's word, I have victory. My victory comes by walking in the revelation of the finished work of Jesus. The revelation of the finished work of Jesus is the key to unlocking greater possibilities. You can't unlock greater things of the Spirit except you're walking with the Holy Ghost. Except you're walking with the Spirit of God. And this morning, God is saying, my word will work. My word is going to work. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, he said, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The darkness that was here could not stop the move of the Spirit. No matter what you're going through in your life, it can't stop the presence of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost in your life will always empower you to speak. One of the reasons why we have the Holy Ghost in our life is to speak the word of God. It said in Genesis 1, verse 3, and God said, let there be light. So whatever you're going through right now, speak solution. Don't speak your problem. Don't go focus on the problem. Can't solve the problem. But those who speak to the problem will always have victory over the problem.
And God said,
let there be light. So if you want victory, you have to say, in the name of Jesus, I declare my victory. In the name of Jesus, I receive my victory. In the name of Jesus, I have job. In the name of Jesus, I command the doors to be open. In the name of Jesus, I decree unlimited favor. You see, you will determine the atmosphere of your life. You determine the outcome of your life by speaking God's word. God's word cannot fail. In Colossians 3, verse 16, Colossians 3, 16, it says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let God's word dwell in you richly. Now, in 7 Colossians 1, verse 9 to 10, it says that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will.
See,
when you're filled with the knowledge of his will, you make decision in the direction of his counsel. Because you're filled with the knowledge of his will. And the knowledge of his will is what empowers you for productivity. The knowledge of his will is what empowers you for victorious living. If you're going to have a great life, it's because you're walking in the revelation of his will. You're walking in the revelation of his counsel. And his counsel is, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospereth. That is God's counsel. That is God's will for your life. Poverty is not the will of God. Rejection is not the will of God. Depression is not the will of God.
Not the will of God.
He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You are called to live victoriously. Never you tolerate anything contrary to God's word.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And God said, let there be light.
Huh?
What is the problem you're facing right now? Speak the solution. Don't speak anxiety. Don't speak fear. Don't speak your worries. Don't speak depression. Speak victory. Focus on your victory. Focus on the victory that Jesus gave to you. If you are victory-minded, you will never be a victim.
Amen.
If you are victory-minded, you will never be a victim. If you are victory-minded, we are called to be victory-minded. He's saying, man, all these things, you are more than a conqueror. So what are you going through right now? You are more than a conqueror. What are you going through in your finances? You are more than a conqueror. What are you going through in your relationship? You are more than a conqueror. What is the situation around you? You need to see your life from a victory perspective, never from a defeat perspective.
Amen.
See yourself the way God sees you.
Amen.
See yourself the way God sees you. See yourself the way God wants you to be. And I want to say this to you this morning. God has a good plan for you. And his plan concerning you is greater than your imagination. God's purpose for your life is greater than the challenges you're facing right now. Never allow your challenges to overcome your expectations. Never you allow what you're going through to stop you from believing the word of God. You are bigger than the storm. You are bigger than the challenges. You are bigger than the crisis. You are bigger than this deal. You are bigger than this debt. You are bigger than the opposition. You are bigger than this persecution. You are stronger.
Yes.
You are stronger. You are a strong person. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up.
Never.
The future
never.
Is better. Oh, my
never.
God. Oh, glory be to
God. Oh, man, never. Ooh, that is ooh, that's
hallelujah.
Glory
be to God.
When God speaks. Yes, when he speaks the word, so he's given us the power to be able to speak the word, to speak healing, to speak healing. You have to say, I am healed. I'm walking in my healing. Even last night, I had a little slight injury before I left work, but as I was leaving work, I said, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm walking in my healing. I said, God, and by the time I get home, I'm going to be healed. But I kept walking in my healing, and the more I walked, the better I felt. And by the time I got home, that whatever situation I was having was really almost gone. But we have to speak the word, and we have to walk in our healing, and then we have to know the power we have. The keys of the kingdom. He's given us the keys to bind and to loose. So even sometimes the enemy will try to attack, to distract us, but we have to be able to recognize the enemy. But how do we do that? How do we remain victory-minded? We have to spend time with him and spend time in his presence. Oh, hallelujah. We have to spend time with him and spend time in his presence. And we have to learn how to be and stay victory-minded. It's not what we see or what we feel or what we hear. What does the word say? The word of God is the report of the Lord. That's the report of the Lord. What does the word say? And just walk in it. Hallelujah. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. Speak victory. Victory. Victory.
Hallelujah.
Victory. So we declare. We're going to pray.
Victory.
People have victory on today. Victory. Victory. Declare your victory. Declare victory around you. Declare healing around you.
Victory.
Declare the glory
victory.
Of God in your circumstances.
Victory.
With the glory brings the anointing. The glory brings increase.
We
in the name
success.
Of Jesus, God, we lift up everybody who's listening. Teach them how to be victory-minded. Victory-minded. No matter what their circumstances may be victory-minded. Ask them, you've given us the word. You said we walk by faith. And not by faith. So God, we're going to walk. Walk by faith. Now faith. We have now faith. We have now faith, God. We believe. Seeing the blood. We bind the rebuke. spirit of impossibility, head of a spirit that attacks the mind and spirit, but we release a spirit of exceeding above possibility. I release today, a spirit of exceeding above possibility to the people of God. We thank you. God, we thank you for all who are listening in. In the season of greater, everyone who is listening now, I release greater wisdom, greater peace, greater hope, greater faith. In the name of Jesus, I release greater to you and you, Rabashka, to that woman that's listening in. It is not hopeless. It is not hopeless. God told me to say it's not hopeless. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Before you leave home today, you anoint yourself and go out. God will open the door for you, but I release greater to all that are listening. It's a season of greater. Success. We just decree and declare success for the people of God. Success. It says we are the head. We are the head. We are the head and not the tail. I just release, God, download these ideas where people can generate wealth and revenue. Download multiplicity of thoughts and ideas to help the people of God. Lord, we should be leading. We should be in the front of some of these big software changes and these big companies that are doing all these things in social media. We should be in the front. So I decree and declare, Hashem, for the people of God, that you would download witty inventions that they may upload to the world and to the kingdom. I believe that we should be the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. He's good. He's good. He's good.
He's good.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's a faithful God. We are victory-minded, it's a proof that we believe in the finished work of Jesus.
Yes. We are victory-minded.
Don't be problem-minded. Don't be crisis-minded. Don't be situation-minded. Be Christ-conscious. Be Christ-minded. Be wisdom-minded.
Amen.
Be faith-minded. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
I like that.
Hallelujah.
Yes, now faith. Exceeding above faith.
Now faith. That was what happened to the woman of
Now faith
blood.
And by faith. By faith, God did things.
Yeah.
Now faith. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Faith-minded. When you are faith-minded, you unlock greater possibilities. When you are faith-minded, in Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 35, we saw the woman of issue of blood, and she heard, and she said, faith come by hearing. She heard, and she said, faith is voice activated. She heard and she said. Mark chapter 2, the Bible said that Jesus saw their faith. They took their paralytic friend to Jesus.
Uncovered
the roof and let down the fellow. And the four of them, you know, when you're going through problems, don't hang around people who have the same problem with you. Hang around people who are already walking in their victory, and you get out of that shit. You get out of that problem. When you are going through health challenge, you don't keep company with those who are having some health challenge. You keep company with those who are healed. They were talking to healing. When you are going through financial hardship, keep company with those who are successful. They were talking to abundance. Don't keep company with people that feed your weakness. Don't keep company with people who want you to stay with what you got. Keep company with that think your improvement and your development. And the Bible said that Jesus saw their faith. When God sees your faith, he responds. I'm saying this to someone this morning. Your faith will get you your results. Your faith will get you your results. Your faith, God said to Habakkuk the prophet, he said, write the vision down. It's an appointed down. Although it tarry, but it will surely come to pass. You write it down. You pursue it. He said, the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Not by religion, not by tradition, not by dogma. The just shall live by his faith. He said, he that cometh to God must believe. Hebrews 11, verse 6. He that cometh to God must believe. Your believing is directly connected to your hearing. What you have heard will determine what you believe. You are a reflection of what you believe. You say, whose report do you believe? Report of the bank, or you believe the report of God, you believe the report of the doctor or God's report. Whatever you believe will determine the outcome of your life. Your life is a reflection of what you believe. If you don't correct your believing, you can't determine a better harvest. You determine a better harvest by checking what you believe. A lot of people believe that God is the one putting the affliction in their life. God is the one testing them. God is the one trying them. I never see it in the Bible, in New Testament, where God is trying someone. I've never seen it before. People will teach it, but it's not scriptural. That God is testing you, God is trying you, God is the one that brought this sickness, God is the one that brought this problem. God is not an author of sickness and disease. God is not an author of hardship. Jesus said, I came that you will have life and have it more abundantly.
John 2,
I wish above all things that our man prosper and be in good health, even as you're so prospering. You need to understand you have a common enemy, and it's the devil. He's going to bring them out of destruction your way, and you're going to say no. The Bible said, give no place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. He said the affliction will not be compared to the glory that will be revealed. That simply means it's not God who brings affliction. Affliction may come. Opposition may come. Temptation may come. But God is not the source. God is a good God. I judge God faithful. I judge him faithful. I judge God faithful. God is a good God. God is the healer. The devil is the one that afflicts the people. And God is the one that removes it. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 8, he took our infirmity. I came to remind you today that God is not responsible for anyone's hardship. God is not responsible for anyone's oppression. God is the reason for our goodness. And I came this morning to inform you that if you focus on the goodness of God, you will have a better life. Never you focus on that God is the one afflicting you, putting the problems. No, 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 no. He said, I wish above all things that our man prosper and be in good health, even as I so prosper. He, that is his wish. He wants you to prosper. He wants your soul to prosper. And I'm saying this to someone right now. This is the time to seek revelation knowledge. This is the time to feed yourself on the good report of the Lord. This is the time to believe right, to produce right. If you will produce right, you have to believe right. Check your believing.
Amen.
It will be the reason why things are not moving well. Check your believing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Check.
Woo!
You know what?
Glory,
yeah. Check. Check. And you know what? That's such a powerful, powerful, powerful word of instruction. So receive the word of instruction with joy in today. And we have only about 2 minutes or so left, so Pastor Alfredo, can you just give the audience, the listening audience, your contact information where they can download some of your teachings, and then we'll be back here right again next Wednesday at the same time.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much, Dr. Faye. And to everyone listening this morning, your life will never remember saying that you could check my site, www.tbccfaith.org, or you can check www.tbccfaith.org. Zoe.org. Whatever part of the site you go to, you could download my materials for free and you could listen to my messages. Your life will never remember the same. And I want to encourage everyone listening, partner with Dr. Faye and what she's doing. Great things are happening here. You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And we'll be in touch offline. The Lord has brought us together for such a time as this. And it's a blessing that we actually both been busy doing kingdom work, but that's a blessing. That shows that God is doing great things. So for those of you listening in, we know that you've been blessed. And to my brother Anthony's listening, God will open the door. He's going to bless you. And we thank you for listening. We'll continue to pray for you. And you pray for Apostle Alfredo, his ministry in Nigeria, what God is doing, and open up doors beyond the borders of Nigeria for him. And certainly pray for my church and my ministry, what God is doing in my life. And be blessed on today. And remember, walk as a victorious believer. When God sees your faith, you will get results. God bless you and take care until next week as we end the episode with a little bit of Jessica Reed singing Put It on the Altar. God bless you, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh, 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 oh. Let me hear you say, oh, 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 oh. It's been a real hard couple of months. You had enough, but it's been hard for everyone. You're not alone. You've been hurting way too long. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar, hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.